the following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. An old man recession, you are through, you have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about inflation, we talk about taxes, Social Security, the stock market, your 401k, diversification, estate planning, you name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's no exception because we have a show that is full of boring financial stuff. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray. Yes, thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And I do. I feel great. And as our firm name implies, we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired, retiring soon. So if that is you, then you are who we have built our website, our business, this show. Everything is geared around helping you to achieve what we call your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play. We want you to have fun. We want you to relax. We want your money to last as long as you do. We want you to have financial peace of mind. All of that is what we're about. Our website is rpoa.com, and if you go there, you can podcast this show. I encourage you to subscribe to it and listen to it every week. We also, you can subscribe to our market alert video, and that's free for those of you who are over 50. Gives you our latest thinking on what's going on and what we think is going to happen and all of that. And then also what you can do is you can avail yourself of videos and articles and all kinds of seminars and content. Lots of good stuff for you on our website. It's rpoa.com. I encourage you to go there and avail yourself of all of that. Okay, so let's talk about what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, I want to talk about, are we in a recession or not? Are we in a bull market or not? What should you do? I mean, it's like, if you look at the news, if you read what's going on, there's like a whole contingent of people that think we are in a recession. There's a whole contingent that say that we are not. There's a whole contingent that say the market's going to go way down from here. There's another that says the bull market has just started again and it's time to buy. And my question to you is, what should you do? It's so confusing. Remember, Welcome Back, Kotter, John Travolta. I'm so confused. So we're going to talk about what should you do in our opinion, and primarily from the standpoint of if you are retired or retiring soon, okay? So what you should do is different than maybe perhaps somebody who is 25 years old or 30 or maybe even 40 years old. So we're going to talk about, for those of you who are within 5 years of retirement or who are already retired, in that first 5 years of your retirement, you know, what should you be thinking about and all of that? So we'll have that for you in our first segment here. The other thing I want to talk with you about this week is, with interest rates going up, Is it a good time to pay off your mortgage? I mean, after all, you're locked in at a very low interest rate. So maybe it's not a good time to pay off your mortgage. What should you do there? Well, we're going to talk about that decision for you and help clarify that for you and hopefully help you to make a decision in that regard. The other thing that we're going to talk about this week is Social Security. And of course, every week we talk about it because it is probably the one thing we talk about the most with prospective clients and our existing clients. And that is, you know, when, how should I take my Social Security benefits? And so a question that I get that we get asked pretty often is, should I take half of my spouse's Social Security? Because that's an option. You can take half of your spouse's Social Security. Or should I wait and take my own later on when I'm able to get a higher benefit? Which one should I do? And we're going to walk through that kind of decision-making process with you and help you to do that. It's pretty complicated, actually, but I think we'll hopefully clarify it for you. Now, also, as you guys know, our philosophy is that growth is important, yes, and in fact, that's going to be my discussion here in this first segment, but protection of principal is even more important in our view. And one of the things that we talk about often is the notion of buy, hold, and sell, right? You sell everything and you get out and you sit in cash, which seems like a pretty radical idea considering that you've probably heard all your life that you should buy and hold no matter what happens. Everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Well, one of the things that I call a buy-hold myth is this whole thing about if you sell and you go sit in cash, well, then you're not going to make any money. But not only that, but what if the market goes up and you buy back higher than when you sold? That would be awful, wouldn't it? Well, I'm here to tell you, no, it actually would not be awful, and it's maybe the best thing to do despite the fact that you buy higher than you sold. And I'll explain that later on in the show. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show. But on this show, do we only stop right there? Do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to be talking about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving grandchildren some of your assets. And I'm only kidding there. They're not greedy and unwashed and undeserving. They don't know anything, right? They're just beautiful and wonderful. So we're going to talk about a trust for your grandchildren or your grandchild if you have one, or if you're about to have one. So we'll talk about that and have some fun with that one later on in the show. So we have a fantastic show lined up for you, and I hope you'll stay tuned for the entire program. I know you will. I got to tell you, on a personal level, a big deal is happening tomorrow, and that is finally the wedding for my daughter is happening. You know, this is the second wedding, and I kind of think of, you know, if you think of Usain Bolt, the Olympic, sprinter, the runner, he runs a race that sets world records. The whole race lasts, 9 seconds or something? And he practices for months, for years, for this 1 9-second race at the Olympics. I mean, that's what, you know, it all comes down to that. And I think of weddings as that. It's like a whole year of preparation and planning and logistics and wedding dresses and flowers and invitations and who sits with whom and all the drama and everybody's getting upset and their feelings hurt and all that. And the whole thing, the whole wedding lasts, a half hour and it's over with? Oh my gosh. It's insane, but you know, what do I know? I'm just a dad. So let's talk about this whole thing about whether we're in a recession or not, a bear market or not, a bull market or not, and what should you do? Well, you know, in our view, all of that is not really relevant. What's really relevant is we want your money to last as long as you do. And so what we're always looking at is the reward versus penalty equation. And if the downside risk, if the penalty in our view is greater than the reward for staying in the market, for staying invested, or for taking risk is not there, then guess what? We don't want to play. Okay, we're not 30 years old or 40 or 25 anymore. We don't need to take the kind of risk that young people can take. We need to protect what we've got in our view. And we need to live on that money potentially for the rest of our lives. So putting it at risk because we can make an extra 1 or 3 or even 5%, is that really what is the wisest thing? Now, here's what I would tell you. If, you know, we always ask people, what game do you want us to play? Because we know what game we're playing. We're playing the game of your money lasting as long as you do. If you're in it for the game of making the most money possible, well, that's not the game that we're playing, and we're the wrong firm for you, okay? But let's say that you are in that game. Well, then my recommendation to you would be, you know what? Why don't you sell everything that you've got? Sell your house, sell your car, your jewelry, everything. Turn it all into cash. Put it in a suitcase. We'll all get together. We'll rent a bus, and we'll all drive down to Las Vegas with our suitcases full of cash. And when we get there, we'll bet it all on black. And if we win, if it hits black, oh my gosh, we will be so rich. We will be worth millions. But on the other hand, it could be red, and all of a sudden we're all the poorest people on the planet Earth. Or anyway, we've lost all our money. So which one is it? Now, obviously, that's a ridiculous idea, but if you're in the game to take risk and to make the most money possible, you run the risk of losing a lot of money as well. Our entire philosophy is we want your money to last as long as you do. We want you to have peace of mind. We are in it to support what we call your retirement, which is your second childhood without parental supervision. So for us, it's all about risk mitigation. It's about protecting what you've built. So here's what I would recommend, and it's totally self-serving. But as you know, right now, we are not in either stocks or bonds. We've sold them months ago. And we are out because the downside risk that we've seen pretty much for most of this year has been negative. We don't see positives right now. And since we don't, we believe that being conservative, protecting what you have, is very important. Now, is that appropriate for you? I don't know. I haven't met you. We don't know your situation. Everybody's different. Everybody's risk profile is different. So here's what you need to do, in my opinion. And again, it's self-serving, but we want to help as many people as we possibly can navigate through all of this. You know, that's our goal. And if we get taken care of in the process, that's fine. But our goal is to help as many other people as we can. Whether we meet you or not is irrelevant. We want to help you. But here's what you can do. You can go to our website. It's rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And when you're there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, we'll schedule a time to visit with you. One of the things that we do with prospective clients and then we maintain with our existing clients is what we call our Retirement Cash Flow Plan, RCFP. And what the RCFP does is it helps us to look into the future. We make assumptions about inflation, your cost of living, your income tax rates, expenses you're going to have in the future, sources of money you'll have, your current income, all of that. And we build a plan to determine how much risk is appropriate for you. And once we've determined that, then and only then, in our view, can we construct a portfolio that is appropriate for you to then achieve, hopefully, the return we need to support your lifestyle. So we want to do that for you at no charge or obligation. It's an extensive exercise. You'll benefit from it, in my view. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Click on Meet with an Advisor. And again, if we can help you, that's fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends. Okay, so it's the website again is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about should you pay off your mortgage or not. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
La, la, la. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe.
Why, thank you, Jack. You are ever so kind. It's a good thing that you do that, because without the applause, the show cannot go on. The host has to feed his ego. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe. I am the host, and I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And what that means is that we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. Yes, we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that's you, then you are who this show is designed for. You are who our firm is designed for. We want to facilitate your second childhood without parental supervision. That's what we call your retirement. We want you to go play. We want you to have fun. We want to help you to do that. We don't want you to worry about this stuff. And we want your money to last as long as you do. And if we can accomplish that, then we feel we've done a good thing in this world, in this whole universe of stuff. And that's our mission. So our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, you can podcast this show. You can subscribe to it. It's free. You can also watch our videos. You can subscribe to our market alert video we send out once a week that gives you our latest thinking. And all of that is available to you if you're over 50 at no charge. So go there and participate, rpoa.com. Now, I'm going to talk with you now about the third step in the retirement planning process from our perspective. And that is determining how much risk is appropriate for your retirement. So the first step is to set goals. The second step is to determine where you are now versus those goals. And we talked about that in the last 2 weeks. So this week we're going to talk about the third step, which is how much risk is appropriate for your retirement. And we have investment principles that we've developed to help guide us whenever we're making investment decisions for our clients. And as with most things in life, you don't want to make decisions under stress or adversity. You want to think through it all in advance. And that way, when adversity does come, you're not panicked out. You refer to your principles and you make your decisions accordingly. And so we have an investment principle that says take only as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. And what we mean by that is that if you take more risk than is needed, then what could happen is you could also lose way more than you'd want to. All right? I mean, that's the definition of risk, right? The downside is you could lose a lot.
Money's not important when you're having a good time.
I don't know. I've not had money, and I know that it's hard to have a good time when you don't have money. So I've been there. Been there, done that. Prefer the other. So anyway, so our philosophy, therefore, is that you should only take as much risk as is appropriate. And so with clients, we try to push you down. If you are a client, or even if you're a prospect and you come in and visit with us and, you know, we part friends, we still will encourage you to take the least amount of risk possible to still accomplish your financial goals. Because what that means then, if you're taking the least amount of risk, means that potentially you're also taking the least amount of risk that you could lose a lot of money. And in our view, your biggest enemy is not, you know, I didn't grow as much as I could have. Your biggest enemy is I lost way more than I wanted to. And that caused me to unretire. So how do you go about determining the amount of risk that's appropriate for you? Well, the exercise that we go through with prospects and on an ongoing basis with clients is we want to look at the differential between your sources of income and your expenses. And so the exercise we go through is to look at all of the sources of income that you have. So you might have Social Security, you might have a pension, you may have real estate or whatever it may be. You have all these sources of income that could help support the lifestyle, your cost of living when you are retired. Now, once we've established what that is, then we want to look at all of your expenses. What are the expenses that you're going to have when you are retired? Not now. You know, if you're driving to work and you're eating lunch and you're buying work clothing and whatever else, that's a different set of expenses than when you're retired and you're in your flip-flops and you're going and playing golf every day. Okay, so they're completely different. We want to know what your expenses will be when you are retired. Will you move and reduce your expenses by downsizing, moving out of the city, moving to a place that has lower taxes? Whatever it may be, we want to look at that and find the differential between your expenses and your sources of income. Now, if you're like the vast majority of our clients, what's going to happen is that your expenses are going to be more than your sources of steady income. So that differential then is going to be needed to be made up by your investments. Okay, so let's say, for example, that we determine that the differential is $50,000. You need $50,000 over and above what Social Security and everything else is going to give you. So that $50,000 has to come from your investments to make up that difference.
How very interesting.
It's also very interesting. Yes, I agree with that. Now, so once we've determined that differential, then we look at that number. In the example I'm using here, let's say it's $50,000. So now we say, okay, that $50,000 needs to come from your investments. So what rate of return do we need to earn on your investments to be able to generate, you know, with a certain amount of confidence, that $50,000 that you need? And that then determines, that interest rate, we call it your hurdle rate. And the hurdle rate is H-U-R-D-L-E. The hurdle rate is based on our calculations, which will include inflation, income taxes, expenses you'll have in the future, sources of income you'll have in the future, all of that stuff. We build it all into the forecast. And then what we do is we say, okay, how much risk do we need to take to accomplish that? And so it's a back into process, if you will. Now, if after going through that exercise, we determine that the amount of risk you need to take is higher than we think is appropriate for you, then we'll tell you that. And then there are options, right? What do you have to do? You may have to work longer. You may have to look at reducing your cost of living during your retirement. So they're planning things. But that's the process. Okay, so the first thing is to establish how much risk is appropriate for you. And if you need to take more risk than that to accomplish your goals, then guess what? We need to reassess. We need to roll our sleeves up and look at alternatives and better ways of doing it to get your risk needed down to a tolerable and comfortable level. And that's our job. That's what we do. And why? Because we want you to have peace of mind. And if you're taking large amounts of risk, I don't think that you can have peace of mind. How can you do that if you're taking all that risk? And if the market drops by 50% and you go down 30 because of your diversification that saved you, but you still lost 30%, you don't have peace of mind in that. You may not be able to support your lifestyle anymore. So we want to help you with all of that. So here's what you do. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. The process I just described is our retirement cash flow plan, and we want to build that for you. It's called an RCFP. So if you go to our website, you click on Meet with an Advisor, what we'll do is we'll sit down with you at no charge or obligation, and we'll go through the whole RCFP with you. We want to help you to build that plan, have confidence, and if we can do it and help you, that's great. And if you want to work with us, that's even better, but if you don't, that's fine too. Okay, so either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
That would have been impressive.
It is impressive. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to maximize your Social Security benefits, part three. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Oh, yes. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that likes our bonds shaken and not stirred. And all those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. If Sean Connery knew this, if James knew this, oh my gosh, there would be heck to pay. And you don't want to get James mad. But anyway,
sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
It's very silly, yes. We're having more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all this boring financial stuff. And I'm glad you're with us, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you are having an absolutely fantastic weekend. I am a senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And so because of that, and we serve over 6,000 wonderful, beautiful families all across the nation.
Wow!
Yes, and if you're not a client, our website is rpoa.com. You can go there. You can podcast his show. You can watch videos. You can attend seminars, all kinds of good stuff. Our website, again, is rpoa.com. Now, one of the topics that I think comes up in almost every, at some point, in every single client conversation is... and prospective client conversation is Social Security. It is a complicated, it is important, and so because of all of the above, I recommend to you that you do not make any Social Security decisions without first talking with somebody who has been trained in Social Security. And our retirement planners are all trained in Social Security. We certify them once a year, and we want to make sure that they are up to speed on whatever's going on so that they can help advise prospective clients and also existing clients, of course. And so if you go to our website, we have all kinds of information about Social Security. Now, what I do every week at this time is I answer questions. So let me start off with first question. So he says, I'm 66 and my Social Security benefit would be $1,544. My wife is 63 and when she's 66, hers would be $1,215. Okay. I want to apply for Social Security on my wife this year. And she is applying for a reduced benefit because she's 63. So my question is, I've gone to the calculator at the Social Security website, and it says that I will receive $608 per month, which is 50% of what she would get when she gets to be 66, not 50% of what she'll get when she's 63. Is that correct? And the answer is yes, that is correct. If you apply for spousal benefit, what you will get is 50% of the amount that your spouse would have gotten at age 66 or at their normal retirement age. So whether you apply early or late, that's what you get, is you get half of that amount, okay? So it's a good thing, right? It's actually more than half of hers. All right, question numero due. That's Italian, Jack. My client is 63. I'm sorry, this is from actually one of our competitors. That's interesting. My client is 63 and applying for disability benefits. How is the amount calculated? Does this disability affect the spousal benefit? Is there a spousal disability benefit? So, you know, since we're a help everybody kind of people, apparently this is somebody who has clients, so that's okay. So the answer is his disability benefit will be his primary insurance amount, okay, which is the amount of his retirement benefit if he were to claim it as his full retirement age. So in other words, by filing for disability benefits instead of retirement benefits, there'll be no reduction, okay? So you can tell your client that. Once he files for disability benefits, his spouse will become entitled to the spousal benefit, okay? It is not a separate spousal disability benefit. So if she claims at her normal retirement age, she will get 50% of his disability benefit because it's counted just like his retirement benefit.
Fascinating.
Okay, and if she takes it earlier, it'll be reduced as well. So there you go. Helping competitors. That's my way. So don't do this anymore. If you're a competitor, don't send me your questions. I don't want to do that. Anyway, it is all good. Now, Social Security is extremely complex. If you're on the horns of deciding when, how, who, all of that, there are so many things that go into making that decision, not the least of which are the disparity in your ages, the disparity in your income. There's also the longevity. You know, is one of you likely to live longer than the other? There are all kinds of considerations. It's like 3D chess. And then you have to bring into it your income tax liability, your tax bracket that you're in. You have to bring into it how much money you need to support your lifestyle, and can you wait or not? So there's a ton of things that go into this decision. Do not make it by yourself. This is one of those things I highly recommend you don't do by yourself, okay? Talk to a professional. And as I mentioned, our retirement planners are trained in Social Security, and they are there to help you, and you can do that by going to our website, rpoa.com, and if you click on Meet with an Advisor, we'll schedule a time to visit with you virtually or in person, and what we'll do is we'll go over helping you make that Social Security decision in the context of an entire retirement plan, okay? We're not just going to answer when and how. We're going to also help you with income taxes, insurance, 401k, diversification, all of that as a package, and no charge or obligation for it, okay? So rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have buy hold myth number 6, which says you haven't lost any money unless you, and you fill in the blank, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Then, it's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. We work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon.
Yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes. Ooh la la. And we currently work with over 6,000 wonderful, beautiful families in all across the nation, and in some cases in other countries as well. And Our philosophy for our clients is that we want your money to last as long as you do, and we want you to have financial peace of mind. And if you have those two things, then you can go out and enjoy your retirement, which we call your second childhood, without parental supervision. You can go play, you can have fun and relax and enjoy, and that's what we want for you. This show is designed to help that, and of course, our firm is too. And our website is rpoa.com. And I encourage you to go there and subscribe to the show. You can podcast it. We also have videos and articles. We have our weekly market alert video, which I encourage you to subscribe to. It's free. We send out our weekly thoughts on what's going on, and hopefully you can benefit from that. So it's all available to you on our website. It's rpoa.com. Now, one of the things that is foundational to our philosophy of managing our clients' monies, and so managing our clients' monies is one of the things we do. We also help with, your Social Security planning. We help with making the right Medicare decisions. We help with your insurance planning, your income taxes. This is a whole gamut of things that we help with. Of course, one of the most important is managing our clients' money for them so that they can go and play, right? And so we have a philosophy, which is that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. And, that goes with, we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. And if the goal is to keep you from becoming poor, that's different than trying to make you rich quick. Okay? Huge difference in your philosophy of how you manage and how you do things.
You're a persistent cuss, Pilgrim.
I absolutely am. And so I wrote a book recently called Buy, Hold, and Sell. It was an Amazon business bestseller. And you can buy it on Amazon, of course. And all the proceeds from that go to charity. So I encourage you to help that out. And in the book, I have what I call buy, hold myths. And buy, hold myth number 6 is you haven't lost any money unless you, fill it in for me, what's the word that comes next, sell. You haven't lost any money unless you sell. Now, I'm going to pose a question, and then I'll come back to it in a moment. And the question is, why would somebody tell you never to sell? Why would they tell you that? Okay, so you kind of think about that for just a moment. But our philosophy is that you haven't made any money unless you sell. Because if you haven't sold anything, whatever you think you got, the market could take it away from you tomorrow. It ain't yours. It belongs to the market until you sell it. And so you don't have it. And our philosophy is that if danger comes, it is important to get out and protect yourself from that. But here's the thing that I find really distasteful about the notion that you haven't lost any money unless you sell. So let's go back to 2008. And let's go back to when, the S&P, the stock market, went down 57% from peak to trough in that bear market. And let's say that you are working with somebody who says that to you. You haven't lost any money unless you sell. Now, you're looking at your statement, and you're seeing that you lost massive quantities of money. Maybe you lost 20 or 30% of your total. And you're visiting with this person, and you go to their office, and you say, I'm looking at my statement. I'm down 30%. And they respond to you, well, you haven't lost any money unless you sell. So my question would be, okay, well, fine. If I haven't lost any money, and I certainly haven't sold, then where's my money? Is it in a drawer back there? Can you just go in the other room and get it for me and just bring it back, put it in my account, we'll all be friends? Well, no, I can't do that. Well, why not? Well, because the market's down. Well, if the market's down, then I have lost money, right? No, you haven't lost any money because you haven't sold. Does that logic sit well with you, ladies and gentlemen? To me, that's an inexcusable logic. And let me tell you something else. If you wonder why somebody would tell you that, I'll let you use your imagination. But does somebody make more money if you are invested versus if you're sitting in cash? That's a question I would ask. And if the answer is no, then maybe there's a motivation there that doesn't align with yours. Okay. Now, I'm not saying everybody's like that, but I would say that there certainly is, if that's the case, a conflict of interest. So our philosophy is that, yes, we want to grow money, obviously. That goes without saying. But if you are retired now, what you're going to live on is your Social Security, most likely, and then your investments to support the difference, which we talked about in the second segment of the show this week. So if that's the case, then your investments are the engine of that income. And protecting that, in our view, should be job number one. Because if it's not, and you and that engine that's driving that income that you need to support your lifestyle, if it drops significantly, if the amount of output that it's creating is now dipping into principal to make up the difference, then you're doing what farmers call eating your seed corn. And if you eat enough of your seed corn, yes, growth season may come back. And they always tell you, you know, you're a long-term investor, it'll all work out. Yeah, growth season may come back. But what if you've lost so much money that when growth season comes back, it's not you've used up so much of it living on your money while it was down that now, even with the growth season coming, you don't have enough seed corn left. And if you do the math on that, for those of you who are engineers, I know that a lot of our clients are, you're a mathematically oriented person. If you have $100 and you're taking 4% out, which would be $4 to live on, and your investments drop by half, and now your investments are worth $50, and you're taking out that same $4 because you don't want to cut back on your cost of living, then guess what? That $4 out of 50, you're now taking 8% out. 8%, which means your investments need to do better than 8% to compensate for the fact that you're taking that same 4. It's not very sustainable in my view. And if that were to be the case, then something's got to give. You either are going to see a depletion of your resources, or you're going to have to cut way back on your lifestyle. Neither one are ones that we want for you. That's why we believe that buy and hold is important, but also selling is important. And our invest and protect strategy is designed to do that. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, yes, I know there's a lot of you out there. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And we have a seminar going on. It's a new one. We just released it, and it's called Retirement Planning in Uncertain Times. In that seminar, you will learn about fighting inflation, reducing your income taxes, and also about our philosophy and our strategy about protecting against the next bear market and our invest and protect strategy. So it's all there for you. If you're over 50, it's free. So go to our website, RPOA, attend a seminar, and all the other stuff that you can get on our website. All right, RPOA.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to explain the gift tax so that you don't go awry of it. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Flashy flunkies?
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, then you are about to embark on the most wonderful period of your entire life. Maybe not as good as when you were in college or when you were in your 20s, but certainly second place, I would say. And that is your retirement. We call it your second childhood without parental supervision.
To infinity and beyond.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, many studies have shown that people who are between 65 and 75, it is the happiest period of their entire life, even happier than the aforementioned in your 20s. So we want to help you to do that. Our website is rpoa.com. We have you can subscribe to the show. You can podcast it. We have videos, articles. You can visit with one of our retirement planners. Lots of resources available to help you with your retirement planning. And our website, again, is rpoa.com. We currently work with over 6,000 beautiful families, and we'd like to work with you, too, if it's appropriate. So go see if there's a fit for you. Now, if you do everything properly and you are so inclined, you might have a few shekels to rub together at the end of your stay here on Earth. And you may want to leave something to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. And this is what this part of the show is about. It's called estate planning, and we want to help you get some ideas about that. So this week, we're going to talk about the gift tax. So if you are inclined to make gifts to your children or whatever, you may want to understand those tax laws because you could get hit badly by them potentially. So we're going to talk about that. But before we do it, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. Though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. And we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So this week, we're going to explain the gift tax. Okay, so basically, whether you knew it or not, anytime you do something for somebody else financially and you don't get anything in return, that is called a gift. Okay, so if you take somebody out to dinner, that's a gift. If you buy them a birthday present, that's a gift. All of those kind of things are gifts. And so the gift tax is designed to tax people. Now, why? Well, because when they first came out with the idea back in the early 1900s of the estate tax, which is a tax that is due upon your death, they said, well, you know, clever people are going to figure out that if there's a tax upon my death, then if I know I'm going to die, I'm terminal or whatever, I could give away my whole estate, and then when I die, I don't have anything, and therefore I owe no estate taxes. And so they, you know, there's a lot of things that the IRS is. One of them's not stupid. And they said, okay, well, we're going to stop that. We're going to create the gift tax, which says that if you give too much away, we're going to tax it just like the estate tax. So therefore, you can't get away with that. So what politicians are, if nothing else, are self-preservationists. They want to be reelected, or maybe they want to be elected in the first place, right? And so the last thing they want is a bunch of angry voters. So if every time you took somebody out to dinner or you bought somebody a birthday present or whatever it may be, that you had to pay a gift tax on that, well, they would have a lot of angry people and that would not be good for them. So they said, let's make an exemption to it. So the gift tax exemption, the amount that you can make as a gift each year without being subject to the gift tax, is this year, in 2022, $16,000. And again, the gift tax is by the person making the gift. Okay, so the gift tax is by the donor. If you receive a gift, you don't owe tax on that. The person that made the gift is who pays the tax. They created this exemption, the $16,000 exemption this year. And the reason for that is they figured that most people would not give away more than $16,000 in, you know, dinners and whatever else. And therefore, that should cover most voters and not have angry people on their hands. Now, that is per donor. So if you are married, what that means is you and your spouse can combine and you can give $32,000 this year. And that's if you can afford it, of course, and you're so inclined, to as many people as you wish. So if you have, you know, if you have two children and three grandchildren, that's five people. You and your spouse can combine and give $30,000 to each one of those five people, and that would be a total of $150,000 if you could afford that. And there would be no gift tax on that. Okay, so the thing is, it's per donor, and it's $16,000 per person. So you can give $16,000 as many people as you wish. You pay no tax. They pay no tax. Now, if you exceed that, then the gift tax kicks in, and you have to file a gift tax return. And that's important because you could have penalties if you don't. Now, they also built in what I call a gift tax bank account, which is the estate tax exemption amount. So this is different than the gift tax. And the exempt amount is this year a little over $12 million. So if you don't give more than $12 million over that $16,000, you're not going to owe gift tax. So I would suspect that just about everybody listening to this show, that's not an issue. But it is interesting to talk about in case you are, and if you're not, now you know, right? So when you get there, you'll be aware of that. So that's the story on the gift tax, and don't believe that it's going to stay like this forever, because not too many years ago, the total exemption was $300,000, and I was around to remember that. So don't think it won't go back to that. So what do you do about it? Well, estate planning is complex. Make sure you talk to your attorney, your legal people before you do anything. But certainly what you could do is you can go to our website, rpoa.com, and you can avail yourself of the resources we have there for retirement planning. We can help you with the broad picture of your estate plan. We can help you with Social Security planning. We can help you fight inflation. We can look at the best ways to do that. We can help you decide if you're going to retire or not. All of that, no charge or obligation, on our website. You can sign up for that all all there. So it's rpoa.com. Well, you know what? This show is over already. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.